So the title of the sermon today
is
Eternal Things to Consider for the Lost.
چیزهای ابدی برای گمشده ها فکر کردن.
This is the first Sunday of the new year.
اولین یک شنبه سال نوه.
A new start.
سال آغازی جدید.
It's a time that we pick up new habits, good habits.
زمانی است که فکر می‌کنیم که یه عادت‌های تازه داشته باشیم.
We did some bad ones.
کارهای گذشته اشتباهی رو که کردیم.
We get rid of addictions.
از اون مشکلات رو
All these good intentions for a new year.
و همه چیزهای جدید و هدف جدیدتر.
Recommit to things we've been backsliding from.
عهد می‌بندیم برای چیزهایی که ازش یه ذره عقب رفتیم.
And I hope you do that.
امیدوارم که هر سال همین کارو بکنیم.
Yeah,
سال بهتر.
I hope you're reading your Bible.
امیدوارم که کتاب مقدستون رو هر روزه بخونیم.
This year
امسال
لیلی ترو
یک بار کامل که مقدس
بخونی باشه بیده ایر
باشه امسال سالی باشه که پر از کلام خدا باشه
maybe you started in January
یا شاید ژانویه شروع کردی
but you didn't make it or you're behind
نرسیدیم به عقب افتادیم
I have good news for you
یه خبر خوش دارم
you're Iranians and Afghans
شما ایرانی و افغانی هستین سال نو
you get a second chance in the year
شانس دومو دارین در سال ایرانی شروع کنید
you can start twice
دو بار شروع کنید
if you didn't make it the first time
اگه سال میلادی نرسیدیم به سال شمسی برسیم
what the new year also does is reminding us about time.
سال نو کاری که میکنه ما رو یادآوری میکنه در مورد زمان.
We have become older.
هممون سنمون میره بالاتر.
We've had to add numbers.
عدد اضافه میکنیم به سن.
Yeah, we are confronted with the fact that the things around us are temporal.
موقتی است و از بین ممکنه بره.
They don't last.
و هیچ چیزی دائم نیست.
Things fade away.
همه چیزی از ما دور میشه.
Yeah, some of us have lost people in this last year.
پارسال خیلی از عزیزمون رو از دست دادیم. شاید دوستمون رو از دست دادیم.
Some of us have seen their physical health going backwards.
بعضیامون در سال گذشته دیدیم سلامتیمون آسیب دیده و سالی بوده که بدتر شدیم.
Some gray hair starting to get through.
یا شاید مویمون سفید شده یواش یواش.
Hair disappearing.
یا مویمون کم شده دیگه وجود نداره.
Life is fleeting.
زندگی داره میپره.
Yeah, go to James 4:14.
یعقوب 4:14.
Whereas ye know not what shall be on tomorrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeared for a little time and then vanishes away.
و حالا که نمیدانید که فردا چه میشود از آن که حیات شما چیست همان بخاری است که اندک زمانی ظاهر میشود و بعد ناپدید میشود.
Yeah, in the grand scheme of things.
تو کل همه چیزها.
Yeah, our life is just like a vapor.
زندگی ما مثل یک بخاره.
Yeah, it lights up and it vanishes away.
یهو بخار میشه و از بین میره.
2 Corinthians 4:18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things that are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
در حالی که ما نظر نمی کنیم به چیزهای دیدنی بلکه به چیزهای نادیدنی زیرا که آنچه دیدنی است موقتی است و آنچه نادیدنی جاودانی.
Yeah, what we see around us fades away. It waxes old. It is temporal. But then there are also things that are eternal. And today I want to talk about eternal things. Now, what does it mean? Eternal means simply without end. It will always go on. Another word for that is everlasting. Yeah, it lasts forever. Yeah, the things we can see do not last forever. Yeah, even mighty structures like pyramids. They don't last. They last for a while.
یه مدتی هست برای یه مدتی خراب میشه.
But they're slowly fading away.
ولی بازم می‌بینیم اگه بهشون نرسیم نابود میشه.
Yeah, compared to eternity.
اما ابدیت.
They're only there for a short time, even pyramids.
حتی اون اهرام فقط یه مدت کوتاهی با ما هست.
Normally we don't stand still if we talk about the word eternity or everlasting.
وقتی میگیم ابدی زیاد بهش عمقش فکر نمی‌کنیم ابدی بودن.
I want you to get a grasp of it.
اما می‌خوام این نکته رو دقت کنید در موردش.
If something is eternal.
اگه یک چیز
Does it mean that 1,000 years from now it's still there?
به این معنی نیست که آیا معنیش اینه که هزار سال دیگه هم اونجا هست یا نه؟
The answer is yes.
بله. ابدی.
What about 10,000 years?
10,000 سال دیگه چی؟
Yes. What about 1,000,000 years?
یه میلیون سال دیگه چی؟
What about 1,000,000,000 years?
با 3 میلیون بیلیون سال چی؟
Yes, it's still there.
هنوز اونجاست. ابدی یعنی ابدی.
And I can continue this.
من میتونم هر روز اینو ادامه بدم.
Without ever reaching the end.
بدون اینکه به پایانش برسم.
In fact, we never got closer to the end because there is no end to it.
به آخر نزدیک نمیشیم چون آخری در موردش وجود نداره.
When I was a child, my dad gave me an example.
وقتی بچه بودم، بابام یه مثالی برام زد. Get
an idea of what eternity meant.
معنی ابدیت رو برام توضیح داد.
And he said, imagine.
تصور کن.
A globe the size of the earth.
یک سیاره به اندازه زمین.
Made out of metal.
از آهن ساخته شده.
And then once every 100 years,
هر یک صد سال,
a little bird flies by and just brushes with its wing over this ball.
و این آهنه و یه پرنده ای رد میشه و با بالش به این آهن یه ضربه میزنه. هر صد سال یه دفعه با بالش ضربه میزنه.
Eternity is how long it takes for this ball to finish.
ابدیت مال اونیه که اون پرنده بتونه با اون بالش این آهنی اون توپ آهنی رو نابود کنه.
And then it's still longer farther away.
بازم ادامه دارتر و ادامه.
My head exploded as a child.
در همون بمانی یه بچه فکر کردن
really
این که چقدر زمان میبره که یه پرنده بخواد یه آهن رو بسابه.
Why do I point these things out?
چرا این نکته رو دارم؟
Because the Bible talks a lot about eternal things.
خیلی در مورد things that are everlasting. صحبت میکنه چیزایی که تا ابدیت ادامه داره.
I want to have you feel the gravity of how long that is.
به اندازه عمق اون پی ببرین که چقدر ابدیت.
So let's start looking at some of those eternal things.
ببینیم به اون چیزهایی که ابدیت باقی میمونه.
And why somebody
چرا
who is lost needs to consider them.
کسی که گم شده است احتیاج به اون چیزهای ابدی داره.
Now the first thing we need to consider.
اولین چیزی که باید اشاره کنیم اینه که
is that God is eternal.
خداوند ابدی است.
Yeah, go to Deuteronomy 33:27.
Deuteronomy 33:27.
The eternal God is their refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms, and he shall thrust out the enemy before thee, and shall say, destroy them.
خدای ازلی مخفیگاه توست، نظیر تو بازوان جاودانی است، او دشمن را برابر تو خواهد راند و خواهد تو پرات کند.
It talks about the eternal God.
در مورد خدای ازلی صحبت.
God is named the God who is eternal.
خدایی که ازلی خونده شده.
There is only one God.
فقط یک خدا وجود داره.
And God will be God tomorrow.
و خدایی که فردا هم خداست.
The day after.
پس فردا هم خداست.
And that for eternity.
و تا ابد هم خداست.
There will never be any moment.
هیچ لحظه‌ای تو زندگی نه.
That God will not be God.
که خدا خدا نباشه.
Yeah, go to 1 Timothy 10.
اول تیموتائوس
1:17.
یک 17 رو باز کنید.
Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
باری پادشاه سرمدی و نامیرا و نادیده را یگانه خدای حکیم را اکرام و جلال تا ابد باد آمین.
Yeah, he is the king eternal.
پادشاه ابدی است.
The only wise God.
تنها خدای حکیم.
Yeah, he is immortal.
نابود ناشدنی.
You cannot get rid of God.
هیچ وقت نمیتونی خدا را حذف کنی.
God will never cease to exist.
خداوند هیچ وقت نابود نخواهد شد. وجود نابود وجودش از بین نخواهد رفت.
Go to Romans.
رومیان.
Romans 1.
فصل 1.
20-21.
20-21 رو بخون.
For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because that what they when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened.
زیرا که چیزهای نادیده او یعنی قدرت سرمدی و الهیتش از آفرینش عالم به وسیله کارهای او فهمیده و دیده می شود تا ایشان را عذری نباشد. زیرا هرچند خدا را شناختند ولی او را چون خدا تمجید و سپاسگزاری نکردند بلکه در افکار خود باطل گردیده دل بی فهم ایشان تاریک گشت.
Yeah, he's eternal power
ابدی
and Godhead.
قدرت ابدیتش در خداوند.
Yeah, he is the eternal God.
او خدایی است که از ازل
immortal,
نابود نشدنی و قدرتش ابدی است.
In a tiny brain of a human being,
یه مغز کوچیک انسانی ما,
we can choose not to acknowledge him.
میتونیم تصمیم بگیریم جلو نادیده بگیریمش.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean that he ceases to exist in reality.
این معنی نیست که خدا در ازلش وجود نخواهد داشت.
God will always be there.
خدا اونجاست. چه ما قبولش داشته باشیم چه نداشته باشیم.
Genesis 21:23.
پیدایش 21:33.
And Abraham planted a grove in Beersheba and called there on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God.
ابراهیم در بئرشبع درختی گزی کاشت و در آنجا نام خداوند خدای سرمدی را خواند.
Yeah. So Abraham calls on the name of the Lord. What is the name of the Lord? How is he called? He is called the everlasting God. God is everlasting. Yeah. Romans 16:26 says the same thing again. But now is made manifest and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith.
ولی اکنون آشکار شد و به وسیله کتب انبیا بر حسب فرموده خدای سرمدی به همه امت‌ها به جهت اطاعت ایمان آشکارا گردید.
Yeah, God is everlasting.
خداوند ابدی است.
God is not the God with a small g.
خداوند خدای کوچک نیست.
God is the supreme being.
خداوند خدای ازلی همیشه بوده.
He is everlasting.
ابدی است و خواهد بود.
But he's not everlasting only towards the future. The Bible says that he always existed. Go to the book of Micah. Micah 5:2. But thou, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though thou be a little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be a ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting.
5:2. Amma to ei Beit Lehem, Ephrathah, gerçe der miyane tabayef Yahuda kuchegi, az to kasi baray man birun khahad amad, ke bar Israel farman ravayi khahad kard.
Now he is from everlasting.
Yeah,
that is everlasting in the other direction. You can go back any amount of time. And God is there. God has no beginning nor an end. Remember we talked about last week about Melchizedek, King of Salem. It's all the description, yeah. Sounds like the description of Jesus. In Hebrews 7:3 it says, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abided the priest continually. Yeah, God doesn't have a beginning or an end. In fact, he is the definition of the beginning and the end. Listen to what the book of Revelation says. Revelation 1:8. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, said the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Yes, the first and last, the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the ending. Now, how is that? Because he created time. He was the one who set time in motion. And by the way, who is talking here? Who says, I am the Alpha and Omega? Who is the mighty God? Skip to verse 17 and 18. And it's been revealed who is talking here. In Revelation 1, 17 and 18. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not. I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death.
و چون او را دیدم مثل مرده پیش پایش افتادم و دست راست خود را بر من نهاده به من گفت ترسان مباش من هستم اول و آخر من آنکه زنده هستم و مرده شدم و اینک تا ابد زنده هستم و کلیدهای مرگ و جهنم نزد من است.
Yeah, who is this?
کی هست؟
Who is the Almighty?
کی خدای
مقدس؟ Who is the Alpha and Omega?
کی الف و یا هست؟
Yeah, Jesus.
عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, Jesus the one who lived.
عیسی مسیح کسی است که زندگی کرده، مرده و امروز زنده است.
He is just the beginning and the
end. عیسی مسیح اول و آغاز همه چیزه.
Go to Genesis 1:1.
پیدایش 1:1.
Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Yeah, in the beginning. Yeah, creation. Yeah, had a beginning.
آغازی داشت.
Who was there?
کی بود ولی در آغازش؟
Who started it?
کی شروعش کرد؟
God.
خداوند.
Yeah, when there was nothing, God was there.
وقتی هیچی نبود. خدا بود.
Yeah, when time began, God was already there.
زمان تازه شروع شد، خدا اونجا بود.
And of course, Jesus was already there.
عیسی مسیح اونجا بود.
John 1:1.
یوحنا 1:1.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made.
در ابتدا کلمه بود و کلمه نزد خدا بود و کلمه خدا بود.
Yeah, the word that till three, first three.
آیه سرم بخون.
Two and three.
همان در ابتدا نزد خدا بود. همه چیز به واسطه او به وجود آمد و بدون او چیزی به وجود نیامد که آفریده شده است.
Yeah, the word was God.
کلمه
And the word made everything that was made.
و کلمه همه چیزهایی رو که ساخته شده بود ساخته شده بود.
John 1:14 says the word was made flesh and
dwelt among us. یوحنا 1:14 میگه کلمه جسم شد و در میان ما ساکن شد. و اینجا عیسی مسیح بود که ساکن شد. خداوند ابدی است.
God always existed.
خداوند همیشه بوده.
And he will always exist towards the future.
و همیشه هم تا ابد خواهد بود.
Yeah, of course Jesus is God.
عیسی مسیح خداست.
Existed.
و همیشه
and
بوده.
And will always exist.
و همیشه هم ادامه خواهد داشت.
Now except from some atheists.
به غیر از اون کسی که بی خداست.
Who will ask them questions like,
که سوالی احمقانه میپرسه که مثلا میگه کی خدا رو خلق کرده.
Most people have this understanding of God that he always existed.
قبول دارن که خداوند از ازل بوده.
God is outside his creation.
خداوند خارج از خلقتشه.
He is outside of time.
خداوند خارج از زمانه.
He is eternal.
و ابدی است.
Yeah, the Bible says to him 1,000 years are like one day.
در او هزاران سال یک روزه.
Yeah, and one day are like 1,000 years.
و یک روز مثل هزاران ساله.
Yeah, time is not a thing for him.
زمان برای خدا هیچ چیزی نیست.
The beginning from the end.
در آغاز و اول و آخر رو می‌بینه.
That's why God can give us prophecies about things that happen.
برای همین hundreds or thousands years later. نبوت‌هایی رو برامون انجام بده که صدها سال و هزاران سال بعد اتفاق میفته.
He has already seen it.
چون قبلش دیده، میدونه بود.
He is not constrained by time. We are, but he is not.
زمان محدودش نکرده. ما در زمان محدودیم، ولی خدا محدود نیست.
Yeah. So God is eternal.
خداوند ابدی است.
But there's another thing that especially the unsaved need to consider.
یه چیز دیگه هم هست که اون که نجات نداره باید فکر
کنه.
And that is
that we are eternal.
که ما هم ابدی.
Now, what do I mean by that?
منظورم چیه ما ابدی؟
Yeah, because you think, oh, just not everybody die.
مگه نمیگین هممون میمیریم؟
Yes.
بله.
But remember what it said in 2 Corinthians.
دوم قرنتیان چی میگه؟
Yeah, 4:18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
دوم قرنتیان 4:18.
در حالی که ما نظر نمی‌کنیم به چیزهای دیدنی بلکه به چیزهای نادیدنی، زیرا که آنچه دیدنی است موقتی است و آنچه نادیدنی جاودانی.
Yeah, our physical bodies.
بدن جسمانی ما.
They're temporal. They fade away.
موقتی است و از بین میره.
But unlike what the atheists like to believe.
ما خارج از اون چیزی که
we are more than a blob of cells.
ما بیشتر از یه سری سلولی.
We are more than the sum of some chemical reactions.
بیشتر از یه خلاصه مواد شیمیایی و جذب و تغییر کردن مواد شیمیایی.
We are conscious human beings.
ما انسان‌های هستیم.
We have a soul. A soul that is eternal.
جانی که ابدی میمانه.
The person you will never stop existing.
جان. به ابد ادامه دار پیدا نمیشه.
We're different from God in that.
ما از خدا متفاوتیم.
We are not from everlasting.
ما ابدیت نیستیم.
Yeah, we have a beginning.
آغازی داریم.
Yeah, we are created.
خلق شدیم.
Yeah, there was a moment you were conceived.
در اون لحظه ای که شما
there was a moment you were born.
شکل گرفتین لحظه ای که شما متولد شدیم.
Yeah, there was a beginning.
ما اول داریم. آغاز داریم.
There is no end to
اما
you.
اما ما پایانی نداریم.
In 1,000 years,
در هزار سال آینده,
you will exist.
تو وجود خواهی داشت.
In 10,000 years,
ده هزار سال دیگه آینده,
you will exist.
تو باز هم وجود خواهی
داشت. In 100 million years,
هزاران میلیون سال آینده,
you will exist as a person.
به عنوان یک انسان.
Into eternity.
Yeah?
Because your soul will never cease to exist.
چون جان شما هیچ وقت از بین نمیره و هیچ وقت دست نمیکشه.
Why is this important to consider?
برای همین چرا اینقدر مهمه به این فکر کنیم؟
Especially for the unbeliever.
مخصوصا برای اونی که ایمان داره.
If we exist,
چون اگه ما وجود داشته باشیم,
where and how do we exist?
کجا و کی وجود داریم؟
After we die physically.
بعد از اینکه جسمانی مردیم.
Now the answer is either in two destinations.
تو دو تا مسیر وجود داریم.
Yeah. The unsaved
اون که نجات نداره
also need to consider that there's another thing that is eternal.
یه چیز دیگه هم باید فکر کنه که ابدی وجود
داره. That's one of those destinations.
یکی از اون مقصدا
and that is hell.
جهنمه.
Go to Daniel 12:2.
دوم دانیل 12:2.
Let me show that there are two destinations first. Daniel 12:2, and many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Daniel 12:2.
That was that though.
And then we go to Matthew 25.
بعد میریم متی 25.
و بسیاری از آنان که در خاک زمین خوابیدند بیدار خواهند شد. اما اینان برای زندگی جاودان و آنان برای خجالت و حقارت جاودان.
Yes, so there is a divide. There are those who will have everlasting life, and there are those who will have shame and everlasting contempt. And both states are everlasting. There is no end to it. Go to Matthew 25:46. Matthew. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal.
و ایشان در عذاب جاودانی خواهند رفت اما عادلان در حیات جاودانی.
Again, only two options.
فقط دو تا انتخاب.
It is either everlasting punishment
یا مجازات ابدی
or life eternal, everlasting life.
ابدی.
Yeah, so everlasting contempt equals everlasting punishment.
یا مجازات یا زندگی.
Punishment
مجازات
never ends.
هیچ وقت پایان نمییابد.
As opposed to life eternal that never ends.
زندگی که هیچ وقت پایان نمییابد. دو تا انتخاب داری.
Both are eternal.
هر دو تاشون ابدی است.
Yeah. A person that ends up in hell.
یه نفری که به جهنم میرسه
does not get burned up. Or cease to exist. Yeah, that's what the Seventh-day Adventists will teach. That's what the Jehovah's Witnesses will teach. That's not what the Bible teaches. It is everlasting punishment. It will be the eternal state of those who go to hell. After 1,000 years, after 10,000 years, after 1,000,000,000 years, and so on for eternity. There's no end. Yeah, an everlasting
ابدیت
punishment
مجازات ابدی
in a place called hell.
در جایی که جهنم خونده میشه.
Go to Mark 9.
مرقس 9.
Mark 9. And read verses 44 and 43 till 48.
تا 48.
And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched. Where the worm died not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter halt into life than having two feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched. Where their worm died not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye, then having two eyes to be cast into hellfire, where the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched.
پس هرگاه دستت تو را بلغزاند آن را قطع کن، زیرا تو را بهتر است که معیوب داخل حیات شوی از اینکه با دو دست وارد جهنم گردی، در آتشی که خاموشی نپذیرد، جایی که کرم ایشان نمیمیرد و آتش خاموشی نمیپذیرد، و هرگاه پایت تو را بلغزاند قطعش کن، زیرا تو را مفیدتر است که لنگ داخل حیات شوی از آنکه با دو پا به جهنم افکنده شوی، در آتشی که خاموشی نپذیرد، آنجایی که کرم ایشان نمیمیرد و آتش خاموش نمیشود، و هرگاه چشمت را لغزش دهد آن را درآور، زیرا تو را بهتر است با یک چشم داخل ملکوت خدا شوی از آنکه با دو چشم در آتش جهنم داخل شوی، جایی که کرم ایشان نمیمیرد و آتش خاموشی نمییابد.
Yeah, so five times in this couple of verses it says the fire is not quenched. Never. There is no end to hell. No escape. Every person that ends up there will remain there forever. That's a really long time. Yeah, think about that bird touching. Yeah, this globe. The size of the earth every 100 years. Never getting closer to eternity. That's what it is for those who are in hell. They will stay there for always. Go to Jude 7. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. So, Jakub?
Yahuda.
Jude.
Haft. Yahuda. Jude.
Yahuda.
Yahuda. Yahuda. Haft.
Please wait.
Yes.
Ali. Ali. الان چه میشه بگی بالا دیگه کار نکنن؟ بالا دیگه کار نکنن، قطع کنن، بالا رو قطع کنن، صدا خیلی زیاد.
فارسیش یهودا نمیشه.
جود
یعقوب.
جود تو عهد جدیده.
یعقوب.
It's a new testament.
New testament یعقوب.
یهوداست. یهودا یک.
I'm not a Farsi speaker, so.
همچنین سدوم و غموره و سایر شهرهای نواحی آنها مثل ایشان همچون زناکار شدند و در پی بدنی دیگر افتادند. در مجازاتی آتش ابدی گرفتار شده به عنوان عبرت مقرر شده.
This is a story about the Sodomites.
داستان سدوم و غموره است و این کلمه از این گرفته شده.
They were torched with fire.
با آتش لمس شدند.
Yeah, except Lot and his two daughters.
به غیر از لوط و دخترش همه نابود شدند.
This was an example for people today.
نمونه ای بود برای کسایی که امروز بودند.
Yeah, this awaits for those who are do these things
for eternity. Yeah,
no temporal.
هیچ چیزی موقتی نیست.
Eternal fire.
ابدی است آتشش.
Go to Matthew 25.
متی 25.
Matthew 25:41.
آیه 41.
Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels.
پس افراد طرف چپ را گوید ای ملعونان از من دور شوید در آتش جاودانی که برای ابلیس و فرشتگان او آماده شده است.
Again, the fire doesn't go out.
آتش جاودانی.
It's everlasting fire.
ابدی است.
Oh, but it's just a fire that goes on forever. Everyone gets burned up. Yeah, after a couple days, after some time. And then for the next trillion years and so on, the fire is kept on. No, not really. It's the place where the worm died not. Yeah, it will keep feeding on those who are in hell. It's everlasting. Yeah, like everlasting life that continues forever. It's everlasting punishment.
ابدیت ادامه خواهد داشت.
Revelation 14:11.
مکاشفه 14:11.
Revelation 14:10-11.
مکاشفه 14:10-11.
The same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out with mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of the torment ascended up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever received the mark of his name.
او نیز از شراب خشم خدا که رقیق نگشته در جام خشم وی ریخته شده است. خواهد نوشید و در نزد فرشتگان مقدس و در حضور بنده به آتش گوگرد معذب خواهد شد و دود عذاب ایشان تا ابد بالا می رود. پس آنانی که وحش و تمثال او را پرستش می کنند و هر که نشان اسم او را پذیرد شبانه روز آرامی ندارد.
Yeah, the smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever.
دود عذاب ایشان تا ابد بالا میره.
So they are burned up and the smoke hangs around forever and ever.
فقط دودشون بالا میمونه.
And they shall have no rest day nor night.
نه استراحتی در شبانه روز آرامشی نخواهند داشت.
Hell is eternal.
جهنم ابدی است.
Go to Revelation 20.
مکاشفه 20.
What should the lost consider?
گم شدگان چه فکری بکنند؟
In regards to eternal things.
در نتیجه چیزهای ابدی.
God is eternal.
خداوند ابدی است.
That their soul is eternal.
جانشون ابدی است.
And hell is eternal.
و جهنم ابدی است.
Revelation 20:13-15.
آیه 13 و 14.
And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
و هر که در دفتر حیات مکتوب یافت نشد به دریاچه آتش افکنده گردید.
Yeah, notice that he saw the dead standing.
دید که اونها که مردگان ایستادن.
There is a group that will stand before God and are called the dead.
خداوند می ایستن که میگن مردگان.
And it's the group that will be cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. Not just based on what they're judged. They're judged according to their works. Because every single sin will be judged. Those who are cast into hell,
our conscience,
are being held accountable for every sin they ever committed. And the more wicked the person was, the greater damnation, the greater their punishment will be that they receive for eternity.
Now
we sometimes look at people who are extremely wicked and we wonder, why they're doing well? They seem to be rich. They seem to be in great health. Live to an old age. Why is God not dealing with them? Why doesn't He strike them in a lightning bolt? It seems like they're getting away. No, we only look at what is temporal. We need to look about what is eternal. They're not getting away with anything. They have an eternal soul. And the only thing they're doing with their time here on earth is storing up more wrath for themselves for eternity, getting worse punishments. Yeah, so God is eternal. Yeah, our soul is eternal. And there's eternal punishment. Hell is eternal. Yeah, but an eternal soul, even though they deserve to go to hell, doesn't have to end up there. What was the other group that was mentioned? The group that had eternal life. The group that was written in the book of life. And that is another thing for the unsaved to consider. Yeah, because when you read the Bible and you look for the word eternal or everlasting, it is most often combined with the word life.